Tuesday, August 18th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Williamson, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 21 through 28. Go up against the land of Marathaim and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Kill and devote them to destruction, declares the Lord, and do all that I have commanded you. The noise of battle is in the land and great destruction. How the hammer of the whole earth is cut down and broken. How Babylon has become a whore among the nations. I set a snare for you, and you were taken, O Babylon, and you did not know it. You were found and caught because you opposed the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory and brought out the weapons of his wrath. For the Lord God of hosts has a work to do in the land of Chaldeans. Come against her from every quarter, open her granaries, pile her up like heaps of grain, and devote her to destruction. Let nothing be left of her. Kill all her bulls, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time of their punishment. A voice, they flee and escape from the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, vengeance for his temple. The Lord's judgment and our refuge. The Lord's judgment is announced against Babylon, the proud empire he used to discipline his people. Babylon had conquered Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and carried Judah into exile. Yet Babylon was not beyond the Lord's judgment. The conqueror would itself be conquered. The Lord remains sovereign over every nation, and his justice cannot be escaped. For God's people, this judgment also brings comfort. The Lord does not forget the suffering of his church or allow wickedness to have the final word. His judgment is certain, even when it seems delayed. We see the certainty of God's justice most clearly at the cross. There, God's judgment against sin fell upon his innocent Son. Christ bore the punishment sinners deserved, so that those who trust in him might receive mercy instead of condemnation. Therefore, we need not fear the Lord's judgment as those without hope. Our refuge is Christ crucified and risen, who has conquered sin, death, and every enemy. Amen.